The Mind Aware, 438.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to talk with you today because I think this is a topic that a lot of us as entrepreneurs deal with. It's shiny object syndrome, right? How do you take action? How do you stay on track? How do you stay focused? How do you become more proactive in your business? And we are really fortunate that Suzanne DeLazaro is here with us today. She's from Tokera Jewelry, and she's saying, look, I've been doing this for a while, and I'm having trouble taking action, getting motivated. I'm a brain trainer. I should be able to do this, and I'm just not taking the kind of action I should take to build my business. And so let's dig into it. Let's talk about that. Hi, Suzanne. Good to have you here.
Hi, Dana.
I'm so glad that
I'm glad to be here. I need this.
I know. It's fun because we actually met a long time ago back in the day in Winnipeg. You're just north of me like a few hours. I'll have to come up and say like, hey, we can meet virtually in the meantime. So what I'm wondering now, when you wrote in originally, you had said some kind of strong verbiage, I guess I would say it, where you were saying things like, I am a procrastinator, kind of the what is wrong with me or why do I keep getting in my own way kind of verbiage. Why do I keep following shiny objects, which, by the way, side note, is kind of hilarious considering you sell jewelry. I kind of love that. So tell me, is that still applicable for you today?
Very much so. I find that when I get on focus, all of a sudden, I feel like that squirrel, and I'm like jumping all over.
I get it. I think, well, and especially in today's culture, I think a lot of us feel that way. And I think especially as entrepreneurs, everybody's screaming at us, look at this, look at this, look at this, or you should be doing this. Like, how should on do you feel? Like, oh, why aren't you blogging? Why aren't you live streaming? Why aren't you doing this to build your business? I mean, there's so many different voices yelling. So I totally get that. One of the things I'd like to ask you is, when do you feel like it's coming up for you? So give me an example of like when you're doing this dialogue in your mind. Are you actually working and then you what, get up and like go to the refrigerator, or what's happening? What's distracting you?
I think I tend to spend time making lists and my thing. And then I'll start and something will take me away. And it's like it's easier this way. And then I'll push myself to come back to what I need to be doing and what makes me feel good. I love getting on the phone. I love talking to people. That's my strength. There's a butt coming.
That's okay. It's
that damn butt. But I will find something that'll just like all of a sudden get in my way and take me away.
Okay.
And I think we talked about this is, why am I getting in my own way? Part of my issue, I think, is I've had a couple of car accidents where I have had some injuries and my brain doesn't work like it used to.
When you say your brain doesn't work the way it used to because you've had some traumatic brain injuries, what is it that is the effect of that? What do you mean it doesn't work?
I have trouble remembering things. So that's probably my biggest thing is I have my list of what I want to do for the day. And as soon as that shiny object syndrome starts, will long forget. My list was sitting there. I proactively did my list to help me go through my day, but something got my attention.
Okay, this is really good information, and I really appreciate what you said because you've given us a really dramatic way to be able to explain something that is true for everybody, whether they've had a head injury or not. And so I feel like I've got a lot of different layers of this onion that I want to unpeel, so let's just start taking them one at a time. So the first one I want to talk about is, you know, because you've been in the Train Your Brain sandbox for a long time, that I know you don't need me to say one more time, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem. And once you've heard me say that 50,000 times like I have, you're doing it in your own head where you can say, yeah, well, the problem isn't that I keep forgetting or that I get distracted. The problem is that I keep talking about get distracted. So I would like to put a new spin on this, okay? One of the things I'm realizing the more I work with the celebrity formula groups is that often the things that we feel are our weaknesses are actually our greatest strengths, but we're not labeling that. And so one of the kind of baby examples I give is, for a long time, for myself, in my particular niche, like the happiness niche or the build a business niche, but the people who are reporting these happiness studies or talking about these things are like Harvard research professionals. Like they're not only graduates of Harvard, they got like their master's degrees and their doctorates. And I didn't realize that I was kind of unintentionally hiding that I was just a high school graduate, that I don't even have a college diploma, much less a doctorate or anything from Harvard, right? And so I started to realize, like, I think there was part of me that thought that was a weakness, and so I wasn't talking about it, and I wasn't appreciating it. Like, actually, that might be the thing that makes me understandable. Like, that might be my thing that makes me relatable, is that I'm not a Harvard researcher. So why am I so quiet about it? Or why am I calling it a bad thing? Or why am I having, I mean, I won't say shame about it, but, you know, borderlines on shame, right? Like, oh, I'm not good enough, that kind of feeling. And I think that what you're talking about here might be a similar thing. I think you, since you've had your brain injury, have maybe had a habit of thought of thinking that this is a deficit for you, but maybe it's not a deficit. I could probably be a lot happier if I had a little bit less remembering. You know what I mean? Like, you're saying, well, I don't remember things so well. Well, maybe that's a benefit. Maybe you have a more of an ability to actually live in the moment. Maybe you have more of an ability to actually live in your joy. Maybe instead of saying this brain injury is a negative, maybe you could start saying, you know what? I never thought about it, but it's not really my to-do list that's building my business anyway. What's really building my business is my joy, and I've kind of got an advantage over other people in that I'm really kind of more in this present moment because I'm not so attached to that list of things that's my remembering things that's going on in my head. Instead, I'm really kind of more here, and I didn't realize, but that ended up being a blessing, and it ended up being a gift. And what makes it a gift is that you decide it's a gift. You decide to quit calling it a deficit, and you decide instead to start calling it an advantage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, next, who else wants to be a CEO? Yeah, right? Yeah. So, but that's the ticket. It's like so funny how sometimes it's right there and we don't realize it. And the other thing I would say, and this goes for everybody, brain injury or no brain injury, I think sometimes we want to say to ourselves that we're not staying on task and that's a bad thing. But I think more and more, the more I start to live life and realize, I start to realize that I don't think my productivity comes from me hunkering down and staying on task and focusing on something for 3 hours and pounding it out and getting it done. I think my success really comes from ease and flow and like getting away from it and then coming back to it when the energy and the momentum's there. And so It's not so much about procrastination. It's more about letting the energy align and giving yourself those breaks so that you have that space in your day and that ease and flow. And really, who better person than you to really become the poster child for this? You've already kind of got this predisposition to this and this advantage of it. And so I think if I were you, I would just watch the dialogue you've got around it and start to realize, like, well, no, it's true. I mean, you said it. I love to be on the phone. I love my product. I love my clients. I'm passionate about what I do. I'm helping women feel more confident and more beautiful, and I'm helping them find the pieces that might change the way they walk out in the world and be able to exude their best self in the world. And it's fun for me to do this and talk to them, and I can see the impact that I'm having in their lives and in their self-confidence. You've got that passion for your business. You've got all this. I think that all you need to do now is just realize that you've also got a lot of other assets. And frankly, the way you're working your business is probably the best way to be working your business, in a feeling of ease and flow, and in that remembering that joy is what builds your business. So if you say, well, I want to remember one thing, remember that. Like, get a tattoo on your hand that just says, joy builds my business, and you'll never feel bad about looking at your to-do list again. Yeah, good. Write that one down. I love it.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, good. Now, listen, we're going to take a break. Anything you want to add before we go to break?
Given me a lot so far.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay, awesome. All right, this is Dana Wild. We're having a lot of fun. We're talking about shiny object syndrome and the stories that we tell ourselves. And how actually, we think that our greatest weakness is, it actually turns out to be our greatest strength. I want to make sure that you get an opportunity to connect with Susan DeLazaro, as she is with Tokera Jewelry. And so for those of you that are here live on Facebook, we'll put the comment in the comment section with the link to her business. And for listening on the podcast, we will include the link underneath the episode. If you're listening on the podcast and you want to be part of the studio audience, head on over to danawild.com/update, and you'll get a little ping when I go live, which is kind of cool, because then you at least get the topic in the video, even if you can't make it live. Sit tight, and when we come back, we are going to talk more about what really builds your business. I'll be back in 90 seconds.
You know how Dana is always saying that feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business? Well, one way to feel good is to get a daily mantra sent to your email every day. You'll get new ideas for your own personal mantras, and these daily mantras will start your day with a positive jolt. To get your daily mantra, go to danawild.com/mantra or text 44222 with the word mantras. That's mantras with an S on the end. That's text number 44222 with the word mantras. That's MANTRAS. Or just go online to danawild.com/mantra to get your daily mantra today. Start your day feeling good so you can take positive, intentional action in your business.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Dana Wild, and we're having a really great conversation with Suzanne DeLazaro about shiny object syndrome, about the stories we tell us, about the way that we think about ourselves and how we let it, I don't want to say sabotage because I kind of really hate that word, but how we let it kind of trip us up a little bit. We focus on what's not going right for us, or we focus on the things that we don't like about ourselves, rather than realizing that those things that are quote unquote what we think are our negatives actually are many times not only our greatest gifts, but they're the things that make us relatable. And case in point, Steve Sconzert over the break here in our Facebook studio audience said, Suzanne, there are so many people who can relate to not remembering, like himself, he was saying. Being open about that will attract people who can relate to your authenticity. We can learn from you. And I think that that's it. I think sometimes, and I've been guilty of it too, where we feel like we have these things about ourselves that are things we don't like, and we kind of wish people didn't know, or they're annoying, or they're things that we're working on or trying to change. And actually, those are the quote-unquote warts that make people love us. They make us relatable. They want to hang out. And so I think, Suzanne, you've got a really cool opportunity here in that this thing that you thought was tripping you up, you can actually start using this as your leverage for being the reason your business is building. But also, as Steve says, it's the thing that will build your following and have more people want to hang out with you because they see you like a normal person, not like some perfect, posh, perfectly made up, amazing jewelry consultant, you know? And so I just think that that's a really valid point and worth talking about. So I want to come back to this thing about not only not hiding it, but making it the reason for your success. This is probably the most important point for any of us. And whatever the thing is, and you can even take a moment right now and you can say, I would be able to build my business if only what? What is the thing? If it wasn't for this. And you might say, well, if it wasn't that I had six kids, or if it wasn't that I lived in a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere, or if it wasn't that, and you can fill in the blank with any little thing that you want to. Well, what if that became the reason for your success? So because I live in the middle of nowhere in a tiny little town, I had to learn how to get online and be social and talk to people and find people that way. Because I had six kids, I got really disciplined with my time, and so it was really easy for me to practice training my brain and building my business in small pockets of time, and I was really relatable. Like, what if the thing that you think is standing in your way is actually the thing that's building your business? And so the most important point, did I say that twice now? I can't have two most important points, can I? So we'll make this one the most important point. The thing that I really want everybody to remember every single episode, and so if I haven't said it this episode, I'm going to say it again. We must remember that it's not the action that's building our businesses. It's the mindset. It's the expectation. It's the way we're feeling. So do you think, Suzanne, that you can start to kind of open up and realize that it's that time that you're distracted that's maybe building your business rather than the time that you're on your phone?
Yes. I'm just, you know, there's a pause there.
Yeah.
I think I just need to stop thinking.
Well, and or to spend that time, instead of calling it distracted, call it simmering. I needed to step away because I wanted to simmer my good ideas. I'm glad I stepped away for a minute. I'm glad I got shiny object syndrome because I needed some time to have a little bit of time to visualize. I needed a little time to get back into ease and flow. I needed a little time to process the conversation I just had. I've just had a couple of really good conversations. I need time to process that. I need time to build my expectation. I'm glad I got a little distracted because I like this opportunity to let things simmer. I like this opportunity to let my expectation simmer. I like this opportunity to tell my new story and to remember how awesome my business is and my mission and how I'm helping women and how fun it is to do it. I'm so glad that I get distracted so easily because I need these pockets of time to absorb and get into ease and flow. Because then when I'm ready to go back into the world, I'm bringing my best self. And what happens with this, and this doesn't just go for you, Suzanne, but it goes for everybody, is now when you go back and actually do the work, quote unquote, the action, the work, you actually don't have to do as much because you're in a better state of mind. Like, who wants to talk to you after you've been on the phone for 2 hours? You're not your best self, right?
Yeah.
Does that all make sense?
Yes, because I do have to say that when I do get distracted, I do come back feeling more energized. I've actually accomplished something other than my to-do list. But I've accomplished something in that 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it was that took me away. I finished something.
Exactly. And you also use that opportunity to train your brain and be in ease and flow. So you maybe got your kitchen a little bit clean, and while your kitchen was getting clean, you got a chance to practice your story. So I think this is what we need to get away from in this culture, the idea that your business is built from sitting down nose to grindstone, working hard, doing the stuff on your to-do list. That's not really what's building your business. What's building your business are the more opportunities you're spending feeling good, in ease and flow, focused on joy, allowing things to happen, all that good stuff. So I love everything you said, Suzanne. It's been so fun having you as our guinea pig here to talk about this. It's really cool.
Thank you. And thank you, Steve. That was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. I love it. I love it. So remember, go see Suzanne because she's a founding director of Tokara Jewelry. Go check her out. You can either check her out here live in the Facebook comments in our studio audience, or you can look for the link to her business. Go say hi. Tell her how much you enjoyed this, and it will be underneath the podcast as well when we air. And really take away what she is experiencing. Maybe you haven't had a traumatic brain injury, but you can maybe identify with that feeling of being distracted. And I think that that's really the gift you've given to us, Suzanne, is really allowing us to take a look into your processes and what you're thinking. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for taking this with me.
Yeah, it was really interesting and really fun because I think all of us can identify in one place or another the stories that we're telling about what's really getting in our way. We've got this ideas of like that person's luckier or this person's luckier because they have a different life or they don't have this disadvantage. But I hope now that you can see that you can leverage that because here's the truth straight up as I can give it, is what will make you successful, the reason people want to do business with you, what will build your following, what will allow more people to come into your sandbox and into your world and be your clients, is you. They want to be with you, and they want to be with not the perfect you. They want to be with the flawed human you who's out there banging around trying to figure it out just like everybody else. And if you don't recognize it immediately, it's okay because we here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox recognize it, that you are unique, you are individual, and you are you. And I hope that you go out today and just love up on yourself because you deserve it. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.